Blog Talk Radio.
The comedy show where everything goes, we'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
Hello? Is anybody here?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. How are you, Alex?
Never better.
Yes. Well, welcome to the comedy show, everybody. I am in a restaurant right now. So it's kind of loud. I'm sorry. I'm at the Old Country Buffet by my house, and it is so good. I'm having Jell-O right now.
I love Old Country Buffet.
I know. So do I. I'm sorry if you, like, hear me chewing down.
Kayla listened to me chewing down earlier.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good. Okay, good. Because I am hungry. Yeah, and if you hear, like, kids yelling, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm always an Old Country Buffet. Like, I want the macaroni and cheese. I want the mashed potatoes. No, I want my chocolate milk.
Macaroni and cheese. So do I. So do I. So are you guys excited about the Singing Bee premiere?
Yes.
Yeah. The only bad thing is, though, is two of my favorite shows are on at the same time. The new episode of The Singing Bee and the new episode of Medium, they both play at the same time, which really sucks.
Oh, that's horrible.
But you know
where I'm going to be at, like, at the exact time is The Singing Bee. That is my show. That is the one I go to. How about you, Kayla? You excited about it?
Yes, I am. I'm excited.
Well, of course. I'm so excited to see the opening because it's with Reba McEntire, special guest.
I know. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, the leak went on CMT.com. So we got to see a little bit of that. So I'm so excited to see it.
Yay!
It's going to be hilarious.
I can't wait.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. So the best part is my mom came back from her business trip, like in perfect timing too. Last night before the Singing Bee. It's perfect. And then when we go home, we're gonna have a little bee party with family and friends. So it's all good.
I wish I could have a bee party. Here's the thing about the Singing Bee though.
Oh yeah.
We should tell, like, the producer of the Singing Bee, like, that they should have, like, other celebrities on the show to try out the, you know, to test their knowledge, too.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, Marg Helgenberger being on the show.
Oh, my God! Don't even get me started on that.
Kayla would have a heart attack.
Probably.
Yeah, probably, because you freaked out when she tweeted you, right?
Yeah, dude.
Well, of course, I read those, and those are, like, awesome.
Yeah, I about peed.
Oh, yeah, you about peed, yeah. I bet. I bet. That was really cool. That was. So, today's a very exciting day, especially for Alex, because he has Medium, Singing Bee, and Comedy Show.
Well, aren't we all excited about this new episode of our show?
Of course. Well, of course.
You come from a restaurant, of course you're excited.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited. It'll be so much fun. I'm going to get to see the singers with that new singer, Paula, I believe, from Canada. She looks awesome. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
Wait, and what? Like,
wait, the Singing Bee?
Yeah, on the Singing Bee, the new girl.
Oh,
Paula.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she's really cute. She looks cool, yeah. She looks cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know what, Josie, I think you would make a good singer on that show.
What?
I think you would make a good singer on that show.
I know. I would love it. I would love it. You know what? You should put that across on CMT, Josie, and then we'll see what happens. Spread it around. But yeah, that would be awesome.
It's like everyone, like, you know how everyone's like tweeting, get Melissa Peterman on Ellen? It's like we should start tweeting, get Josie on the singing bee as a singer.
Do it. Do it. Who knows what could happen? I mean, I guess it could happen. Anything's possible. Who knows? But yeah, that would be really fun. But yeah, I was reading up on Paula, and she seems really cool. And I talked to Scotty, and she's from Canada. How cool? How cool is that?
It's really cool.
Yes,
I was going to go through Canada. Like, I was going to go through Canada to go see my aunt, because my aunt lives in Alaska, so we were going to drive over there. Why would we drive to Alaska? I have no idea. But we were going to go to Canada, but they wouldn't let us cross for some odd reason. So.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Canada. I'm hoping that, you know, we all can go to Canada because, isn't it true, like, Reba's going to Canada and Melissa Peterman will also be there?
Yeah, that's
yep.
where their tour dates are, and they're only in Canada, too.
Exactly, so we're gonna have to plan... We're going to have to plan and go.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You know what really sucks, though? I can't go to that Sacramento party thing.
You can't? Why?
Because, nobody, like, the people, my family doesn't want me to go this year. They said maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the problem is with this year, but, you know, they're weird.
Yeah.
I really want to go down, like, you know, because I was planning on, like, you know, riding on the same plane as, like meeting, like meeting you at an airport in Illinois, and then we could, like, ride the plane there together, and then, yeah, that stuff.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
What's going on? Hello?
I have no idea. Can you guys hear me now?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, good. Woo, that was crazy. But yeah, what do you guys have planned for Saturday and Sunday?
This weekend?
Yes, this weekend.
I'm probably just gonna sit down and watch TV, and I have to work on MelissaPeterman.com yet. I have plans with a few friends, but that's fine.
Yes. Sounds good. I gotta work on my side. I'm very far behind, as you know.
I know. You, like, you're, like, back when she, like, just found out she was gonna be on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
I know, but I've been so busy with school and stuff, so. But though, I will, I promise you, I will catch up.
Is Kayla still there?
Kayla?
Yeah.
Okay. You're being quiet there for a second.
Yeah, I'm, like, zoning out.
Let me guess, are you watching CSI?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
I had a feeling.
Your feeling was right.
Oh, yeah, I go with my gut.
Follow your instincts.
Follow my instincts.
That's what you do with it.
Exactly, that's what you gotta do.
I tweeted about that today, like, following your instincts.
It actually works, though, sometimes, in some cases. I wouldn't, like, do... Yeah, I just wouldn't do a test or anything and be like, oh, I'm following my instincts. You know, I wouldn't do that. But what were you saying, Alex? I'm sorry.
I don't know what I was saying.
Oh, you forgot? Oh, that's my bad. I'm sorry. I have bad planning when I talk. I do.
I had to leave the show early today.
So, yeah. What? What'd you say?
What? I have to leave the show early today.
You do?
Yep.
Yep, well, I think we should actually end the show earlier because I bet that everybody wants to go see the premiere, you know what I mean?
The Singing Bee?
Of course.
Well, the show doesn't go through the Singing Bee.
Oh, yeah.
But I
yeah, we gotta make sure that...
I have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, we just gotta make sure, though, that we end the show earlier, though, because I gotta get ready and shiz.
What kind of party, like,
yeah.
How big of a party are you guys having? Like, what kind of, like, party is it? Like, I mean, like, I know what kind of party it is, Singing Bee party, but...
I am actually inviting neighbors, my family, like, grandma, uncles, aunts, cousins, et cetera, et cetera, and I am inviting a few of my friends, too. We're going to have a little, like, Singing Bee party. We're all going to watch it together. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be awesome. We go big with Melissa Pyramid, I swear. We're all fans. We do. Oh my gosh, I gotta tell you guys something hilarious. We actually bought a bee cake.
Are you serious?
It's hilarious. I'm serious. We bought a... Whoa, someone's... Hold on one second. Whoa. Someone's birthday. Woo!
Cool. Speaking of cake.
Ooh. Another special announcement. Hold on one second. Ooh. Ooh. Sorry, everybody. Yay. Okay, sorry, guys.
Oh.
Happy 7th birthday. Woo! Yeah, party. Okay. Grab a donut. Okay. I'm so confused here. Okay, so what I was saying was we actually bought a bee cake. It's the shape of a bee, and it says, it's so cute, it says, we all will be there. So cute.
There bee. That's cool.
It is so cute. It is so cute. I love it. I got to take a picture of it and show you guys. It's hilarious. We really went out for this. But, yeah, so what are you guys going to do?
I gotta go to the doctor. I don't know if I'm gonna be here for the TV. There's really nothing going on here tonight. I'm pretty much alone here.
Oh, you gotta go to the doctor.
Yeah.
For what? What's wrong?
There was a tragedy maybe like half an hour ago. I fell in my driveway on the ice. They said they couldn't fit me in for.
Gotcha. I actually had to go to the eye doctor today. Wonderful. That was interesting.
Hi, Gizmo.
Hi, Gizmo. And Xena, or what's your cat's name? Sorry.
Xena.
Oh, Xena. Hi, Xena. So, Kayla. So, Kayla, what are you going to be doing for the Singing Bee premiere?
I'm going to wait until my mom gets off work, and we're going to watch it together, and I'm going to force my dad to watch it.
Oh, yeah. That is
like,
brilliant.
My dad doesn't usually watch stuff like that, but we're going to make him.
Mm-hmm. Make him. I tell you, make him. If you have to tie him to the chair, make him.
I will, like, duct tape him there.
You would make Mel proud.
I think I seriously have, like, plastic handcuffs in my closet somewhere.
Do it. I dare you. Do it. If he doesn't do it on his own free will, then you're going to have to force him to.
Yeah, like, handcuff him to the chair.
Exactly. But he should like it. It's going to be fun. It's a family show. It's not like, you know, we're watching the Rugrats or anything.
Heck yeah.
I mean, it's not like SpongeBob. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
My dad would be like, I think not.
Yeah, my dad would probably be the same. But, yeah, so we're all excited, of course. It's going to be so much fun with Scotty Cormos and Melissa Peterman and Stormy and la-da-da and da-da-da-da-da-da-da and everybody. It'll take, like, hours to name them all.
I have some bad news.
What?
What's the bad news?
I have to start heading out now.
What? You gotta go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it was awesome that you were at least able to come, a little bit.
but
we will...
like, getting tested by them and stuff, so... Yeah.
No problem. We will miss you, Alex.
I'll miss you guys, too. And Kayla's on the host number right now.
Sounds good.
So I'll talk to you guys later. Tweet you later.
All right, bye,
all right,
Alex.
Sounds good. Bye, Alex.
Bye.
No, we'll miss him.
Well,
so what's up, Kayla? What's up, Doc?
That's
well, you're not really a doctor, but... So.
Not quite.
not quite, but it's okay.
Yeah.
So how's working? You're our working girl.
Yeah, I'm busy as crap.
I know. You seem like it, because today when I was texting you, you were like, I'm exhausted. I felt so bad.
Yeah, I work today 9 to 5. I work tomorrow 9 to 5, and I work Sunday 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah. You know me so well.
I do.
Oh, yeah. You can read my mind. You know me better than myself, I tell you.
Do you want to know something that's not cool beans?
What is not cool beans?
Oh, my gosh. I am, like, so mad. But next season of CSI, Marg Helgenberger might be leaving.
What?
I know. That was my reaction. It kind of... But there was more, profanity used. I was very upset. I was so mad. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I sat there and I cried. And I'm like, that is not cool beans.
Is that for sure or is it, like, a rumor?
Right now it's a rumor, but I'm not sure.
Oh,
but
goodness.
If it is, there will be a not happy Kayla Jean in the house.
There, not only would you not be, not only will you be unhappy, you're probably going to call CSI.
And be like, yo, that is not right.
Yeah, you're probably going to call them and be like, hey, listen there, we need Mark.
Get her CSI butt back on the TV.
Wow, yeah. Hey, I'll help you. I can write letters. I'll write letters to the government. That would be hilarious.
I could, like, post stuff all over Twitter.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. We can make a little protest. I'm the master of petitions now, so it's no problem.
Dude, we could totally make one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, we can. Totally.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. So, today's going to be a very awesome day. So, I'm at Old Country Buffet now, and then I'm going to go home and then potty time with the bee. And then, potty time with the bee. And then, that's pretty much it. But it'll be a cool day. It's awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I just can't stand it. Sorry.
Oh,
I'm a dork. So what do we talk about now?
I don't know.
Let's talk about ponies. How cute are ponies?
Ponies are adorable.
I know, and did you know there's no such thing as a unicorn?
Wait, what? All I heard was unicorns.
Did you know there's no such thing as a unicorn?
No, but that'd be awesome if there... Well, yeah, I know.
It
that.
Would be.
That'd be awesome if there was unicorns.
Yeah, it would be awesome, wouldn't it? I'd be, like, riding it and stuff.
I'd be like, can I have one?
I know. I'd buy one. I would.
I'd buy one,
too. Oh, yeah. Or could be friends.
We could have pet unicorns.
Oh, yeah. It'd be awesome. I wonder what they eat.
Well, if they were.
No idea.
Oh, yeah. It'll be awesome. So, here, I got to tell you something. Okay, so, all right, so you know that my mom just came back from Ohio for a business trip. Well, it was so funny. When she came home, okay, so our dog, Toby, you know the one with the back problems?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, it was hilarious. Right when she walked through the door, my dog, I mean, you wouldn't even think he had back problems. He jumped on her and was licking her till not even. It was hilarious.
That is
was,
funny.
It was funny. It was so cute. It was awesome. It was awesome.
You should have recorded it.
I know. I should have. And then she also brought me back this Dayton, Ohio shirt. It is awesome.
It is awesome.
It was so exciting. I mean, Toby was just so excited that he was just urinating himself and he didn't even know it. I mean, his bowels just exploded, I guess. Cause
oh, my God.
who knows what happened to the poor guy. He just got up and was like, what in the world happened to me? I'm starting to piss myself now.
Oh, my God.
It was interesting. It was very interesting.
That would have been funny to see.
I know. Poor guy has a lot of problems. We thought we were going to have to bring him back. You know, maybe it's like a bladder issue now or something. We didn't know what was going on. But he's doing much better, though. So it's all good. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I'm, like, being so rude by, like, eating while I'm on the phone here.
Oh, it's all good.
All right, good, because I am hungry. Right now I'm eating fruits. I'm eating Jell-O. I'm eating Jell-O with this cantaloupe stuff. And then I don't know what this other thing is.
Oh, jeez.
But it's, like, green, so it doesn't actually look good. It looks kind of interesting.
Interesting.
Kind of interesting. Yeah, and Janina just texted me to tell me what the bzzz noise was. Sounded like a bee was attacking. But JJ said that she's getting to listen to our show, so that's good, and she'll try to call in.
Woo-hoo.
Awesome, JJ. If you hear us, call in.
Call in.
You'll make the show more interesting. Because we have no idea what we're doing. We don't know what we're talking about. We don't. Oh, so, Kayla, did you call into the host number?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so do you know how to turn on a guest mic?
No idea.
You don't know?
No.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, Alex didn't tell me that. He's just like, call in this number, and that's all you gotta do. I'm like, all right.
All right, I can do that.
I can dial a call.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Okay, well, is there anybody in the chat room, do you know?
I have no idea. I'm not even near a computer.
You're not near a computer? Well, neither am I, so we're kind of going to be clueless today.
Woohoo!
Woohoo for being clueless.
Woohoo, Barbie.
Oh, well. Woohoo, barbecue. Well, at least we don't have, like, at least, like, I mean, I guess it could be worse if we had a guest. We'd have to be prepared, everything, and right now I am so far from being prepared.
Bad. Yeah, I'm not prepared.
That would be bad.
Like, I
yeah.
And I was like,
that would be
guest,
so bad.
I was like, if we have a guest, I am not prepared at all.
I know. It's just crazy. So, let me see what else. So, other subjects. So, what are you? Team Jay Leno or Team Conan? That little brawl there.
Wait, what?
You don't know?
Wait, no, I didn't even know. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, are you Team Leno or Team Conan?
I don't even really watch either of them.
Oh, you don't watch them? Oh,
like,
well, okay.
Like,
well, that doesn't make sense.
I can't think of his name. I like Craig Ferguson. I think he's funny.
Oh, Craig Ferguson. Oh, I like him, too. I love him, too. But it's so funny. Whoa, I just got another text. Okay, so Gina is calling in. The problem is you don't know how to turn on the mics.
yeah, that could be a problemo.
Yeah, so you're on the switchboard, right?
No.
You're not on the switchboard.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you need a computer.
Is.
Oh, you just called in? Oh, then don't worry about it. Yeah. Yeah, then we can't get any callers.
Well,
sorry, Janina. We can't get no callers. Yeah. Darn.
Because Kayla's clueless, apparently.
No, you're not clueless. It's just we're not by a computer.
Well, I don't know.
We need a computer with that. Yeah.
Oops.
No problem.
Well,
Janina, you could just talk to us in the just text.
I guess we gotta make our own entertainment.
Yeah, we gotta make our own entertainment.
That's alright, we can do that.
Yes, exactly. So we're about to leave this old country buffet right now. And so we're about to get in the car here. So, oh yeah, we're gonna probably be setting up for the bee party. So, oh yeah. Are you going to be setting up? Well, like, you know, your dad, because it's going to take a while.
I'll be like,
to convince him.
Fair warning. I'll have to warn him. I'll be like, Dad, 9 o'clock, we're watching Singing Bee premiere, just so you know.
Exactly.
My dad will end up being a little, like, butt, and he'll be like, well, I'll be on the computer then. See ya.
Yeah, you know what? I could totally see that happening.
And I'd be like, fine, you miss out on it. I don't care.
I know, right? You miss out on the fun, buddy.
I'll be in there jamming and dancing, and who cares?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to see, like, who the contestants are going to be and what goes on, what songs. I bet there's a lot of Reba songs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Melissa does her little secret Tweeterman hello thing in this one.
I know, but you didn't tell us, like, what it is.
Yes, we're going to be like, okay, every little move she makes, we're going to be like, was that it? Was that it?
So will I. I'll be like, okay, so she just twitched. Does that mean?
Okay,
no, Josie, that was just a twitch.
It's like, wait, she just touched your eyebrow. Was that it?
I know, right? Really, I'll be.
We're not gonna
I think
unless she says something about it.
Yeah, I don't think, I think the reason why she didn't tell us what the secret code was because she was just going to say it, I believe. Well, I don't know, but, you know, that's probably a possibility. Mm-hmm.
We shall see.
At 8, 7 Central, I believe. Am I right, or did I lie? Yeah, at 8, 7 Central. Awesome.
Wait, is that right? Because it comes on at 9 o'clock at my house, so that's right, isn't it?
If it is 8, 7 Central, that would make your a, oh, goodness. Okay, you know what? I don't even know. It's on today. That's all I know.
No, because I know it's on at 9 o'clock my time. That's all I know. 9 o'clock my time.
Oh, so then it's probably 9, 8 Central.
It's 9, 8 Central.
Then it's probably 9, 8 Central or something like that.
Okay, we're like,
who knows?
End up
I'm recording it.
Information. Me too. Have
it. Yeah, exactly. I'm excited. Is she on Cribs today?
Is she?
I have no idea. Someone said something about her being on Cribs today and the Singing Bee Premium, but I don't remember.
Oh,
yeah.
That is not Cool Beans.
What?
Sorry, I was watching an episode of CSI and Catherine's, like, crying.
Aww. What's she crying about?
I have no idea. I just, like, turned it on and I wasn't even paying attention.
All you saw was tears, and then you totally flipped out.
I was like, no, that's not cool.
No, it is totally not cool.
CMT, where are you at? There it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got to find, what am I looking for? Cribs, right?
Yes, Cribs.
There it is,
Cribs. CMT Cribs, I'm to be.
Well, Cribs is on, but it's not Melissa. It's Craig Morgan and Dirk Bentley.
Oh, okay, all right, cool beans, okay,
so,
good,
yeah,
then,
yeah.
Okay, good, then I didn't miss anything.
Yeah,
okay, good, I'm not going to miss anything.
They haven't played that episode, right, the one with Melissa?
Yes.
They haven't played it yet.
Oh, okay, good.
No, I'm just asking you, have they played it, like, before?
No, they didn't play it yet, so. Yeah.
I was hoping I didn't miss it.
I know. No, you didn't miss it. Don't worry. I need to know when it's going to be. I don't want to miss it. I'm like, recording the whole series.
Do you think she'll, like, tweet about it?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yeah, episode CMT Cribs tonight.
CMT Cribs tonight. Don't miss it or else. No, I'm kidding.
I know. Yeah, I think she'll tweet about
or
it.
Or else.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw her dress that she's wearing on that awesome, like, dress. I loved it.
The poofy green one?
Yeah.
I was like, that is awesome, yo.
Oh, yeah, it was so funny. She tweeted, she's like, is this too much? I'm like, nope, not too much. Okay, maybe a little bit. But, yeah, it'll be awesome. So are you watching CSI now, Misty?
Yeah.
Of course you are. Oh, you are so funny. Well, you know what? We're going to have to... You're welcome. But you know what? We're going to have to cut... We're going to have to cut this show a little shorter tonight so I can get all prepared and stuff. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Jelly Bean. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. I like that, actually. It's so funny. Our new nicknames are... my nickname is JoJo, and yours is KK.
People call me that anyway. Everybody called me that when I was little, KK.
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 KK. That's what I call my cousin, because her name's Kayla as well. And so I call her KK. Reminds me of you, by the way.
My little sister, well, she's not really little anymore, but when she was, like, little, she couldn't say, she couldn't pronounce T's or K's.
Oh.
She would say T's instead. So when I was growing up, my sister was growing up, she would call me Taya.
That's so cute.
She's like, Taya, come here. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Taya. You're probably like, hello.
That's not my name, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Fool's your boat, kid.
But you can't say it, right? I guess I got an answer to that.
Yeah, I guess.
That's
hilarious. That is awesome to have a little sister like that.
Yeah,
I don't.
She's a turd sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. She is 16, right?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah, so about a 5-year difference.
Yeah.
Wait, right?
Wait, hold on.
Or I'm not good at, I mean, I'm good at math, but, you know,
four
not
years.
On the spot.
4 years.
So, yeah, five.
Four.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, 4 years apart.
4 years apart. So you were 4 years old when you were called Taylor.
Yeah, probably.
How cute. That is cute.
It was
very.
Kind of annoying in a way, but.
Yes. I could see where it could be.
Yeah, it was rather annoying, but, you know, whatever. What can you do?
What can you do, you know? What can you do? Well, I guess you could, like, torture her until she gets it right, but, you know,
like,
that wouldn't be good.
Not my name.
Yo, not my name.
That's
hilarious.
Whatever.
Whatever. So, yeah, I think Janina is trying to call in, but we can't get it.
Did I tell you what we might be doing at my job, my work, or whatever?
What'd you have to do?
Me and my two coworkers were talking, and, like, we're all, like, big CSI fans, and we should have, like, some kind of, like, a party or something, and we should, like, on my birthday, because I might have to work on my birthday.
Oh,
that. And we're like, we should have a huge CSI party, make a CSI cake, and everyone in the, at the ski resort should dress up as a CSI character.
That is a really good idea.
And I was like, I raised my hand, and I was like, I want to be Captain Willows. I get to be Mark Helgenberger. So, yeah, I call it.
I call it. You're so cute.
And I was like, yeah, I will totally dress dress up. I will wear, like, exactly what she wears. I will get a blonde wig, and, yeah, woohoo.
Beautiful, beautiful. You got to take a picture of that, I'm just saying.
I will. I'll be, like, carrying around, like, a flashlight and stuff.
Good idea. Good idea. That'd be hilarious. You better take a picture and post on Twitter for everybody to see.
Yeah, they're making me a CSI cake. I'm so excited.
A CSI cake? You gotta take a picture of that too, because I've never seen anything like that before.
I haven't
CSI
either.
Cake.
I don't know what they're gonna do, but they're like, yeah, we're making you a CSI
cake.
I'm like, yeah.
Oh yeah, don't know how you're gonna do it, but hey.
I was like, but just
sure.
But like, I was like, how weird is that gonna be? Like, if they put like a picture of the CSI cast on it, I'll be like, I'm cutting Marg out. She's mine.
I know. She'll be able to eat her face.
And then I wouldn't want to eat it. I'll be like, I don't want to eat that. I'll just save it.
I'll just save it, you know, until it gets all moldy or something.
And then it'll be all nasty and have to throw it away.
It'll be all nasty, but who cares? Keep it until it's, you know, ripe.
That was like molded over and nasty.
Yeah,
that
and then...
so gross.
It would be gross, but hey, if you keep it in the refrigerator...
then it might last a while, but...
Yeah, I guess.
I don't really know. I've never, like, tried to keep cake refrigerated for a long time.
I've never tried that either. I wonder what would happen. I'm going to have to do an experiment now.
They'd probably get all moldy and crap.
With the bee cake. Yeah. I want to try it.
With a piece of the bee cake.
Yeah.
Just
that'd be hilarious.
And see what it does.
I call the bee's head.
I call the bee's
and
head.
And the tail. And the butt.
Dude, like, you should, like, cut out a wing and, like, eat it for me.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll cut you a wing.
Party.
I know. How sad is that?
That is sad.
I'll miss you.
I wish I was
it
there.
It is sad. I know. You should be, I tell you. You could
awesome.
Watch it with us. It'd be awesome.
I could, like, beat myself there. That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. You could, like, teleport yourself here.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. That would be super, uber, uber cool.
If we could do that, we could, like, beam ourselves to see Melissa Pyramid. I mean, it'd be that easy.
I know. That would be brilliant. So, Kayla, I am going to have to set up soon, so.
Okey-doke.
Yeah, so I will talk to you guys. Well, thank you guys so much for going to the comedy show, but we're going to have to cut it like short here.
It's bee night, so.
Yeah, because you guys all have to watch the Singing Bee and TMT. Ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-da.
Don't miss it. Be there.
Be there. And if you don't be there, you will be regret it. Wait, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't make sense.
Just watch the Singing Bee and have fun and get your Melissa Peterman in for the night.
Oh, yes. Get your fix. Bye, Kayla.
Bye, Joey.
Oh, yes. Bye. Bye, KK.
Bye. Have fun.
Bye. Thank you. You too. And remember, force your dad.
I will. Have fun.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. And we're out.